Gamble on 1-1, or you're gonna count it.
There's no gamble when you play.
No gamble.
Gamble.
One.
Yeah.
Oh, like, side to side. Round the tree.
You might not know, but
you if you can climb even just a little bit, the wolves can't get you. Use it. I've never seen a mantis get fucked up like that.
There will be no round three.
But they're like, they're claws like that.
But what if the wolf spiders like the Flayed Mayweather of spiders?
Flayed Mayweather? The Floyd Mayweather?
Why say Flayed?
I'm trying to say something else.
Yeah, but what if...
Floyd Mayweather of
what
spiders.
What scorpions of Muhammad Ali?
Tria was supposed to undergo vasectomy procedures, spark of our reactions about baboon birth control.
Well, you see, he was like, I'm leaving with my two bitches here.
I know.
He's like, I get no vasectomy.
Doctor comes in buying scissors.
He's like, I'm breeding.
There's a bin, I'm going in it.
Mandible slash the spider.
Oh! The Gatorade come out there, mate. Oh, yeah, like it's going to be out there. Like, I want a skydive.
I think it's more, yeah.
I got one for you then.
Go on, then.
Yeah. Would you rather take three dildos or... Right, hold on.
Three dildos. I didn't even know what the other one is.
One of the largest scorpions in the world, 8 inches long.
Oh, that's 8 inches, isn't it?
You would know. Relies on massive claws more than venom.
Hello, and welcome to the Goodfellas Podcast, the podcast where two esteemed gentlemen talk exquisite facts your benefit. This is the Goodfellas Podcast.
Goodfellas Podcast, yeah.
I'm Clark.
And I'm Sean.
And before we get into it today, I think you were just about to say, we've got a slight name change.
Yeah, so we've got a slight name change. So we just think it fits us better. We like
Ian Bristolian.
Yeah, we like the Goodfellas name, and we've just updated it a little bit. And give it that little Bristolian twang.
A little Bristolian twang. There is a couple of other Goodfellas podcasts around, and we didn't want to run into any issues. Plus, we were actually thinking about this name before we even done the original. So it's kind of like we've gone to what we know. It's to our roots. It's got Bristolian twang, and everyone's happy.
Yeah,
we're just going to have to change these things.
I will hit up the Northeast trophies on that. I'll get some new ones on those.
Yeah, because obviously we have, if you will see, watching, listening to this, we've got a new logo as well, which is more me and you.
Yeah, I just want to differentiate. So be unique, which we are.
Unique way. But today, the animals rise up. From jailbreaking gorillas to bugs that fight like warriors. And we're discussing it all over a beer, as usual. To power through it all. Welcome to the animal face of
the animal kingdom, large and small, is what is on today's.
Oh!
But before we even get into that, it's been a little while. I need to present to you a beer, and while we're doing it, we can have a quick catch up ourselves anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
So, are you ready? It's a big bottle today.
Born ready.
I'll present to you the Bangla beer.
Oh! Whoa, that's a massive one.
Yeah, so this is actually, it's a Bangladeshi beer.
Wow.
But it's not from Bangladesh.
Right.
Okay, so it's brewed in UK.
Oh.
It was made in UK in the early 1990s. In response to, there was a lot of kind of like Bangladeshi restaurants now opening up and stuff, and they kind of wanted to get beer which would accommodate kind of that type of food.
Great, okay.
Curries and things like that, that kind of stuff. So it came up with it.
Yeah.
And actually it's quite a staple now around.
Wow.
So it's 5.2%.
Wow.
Okay. It says that it is a good curry companion, but taste-wise, it says it's a full-bodied lager, malty sweetness, and pairs perfectly with spicy food, which we've just...
Lovely. So we'll... A curry companion beer. Well...
I know we don't have a curry with us now, but...
No, but we'll do that next
still
time.
Still be a nice beer, hopefully.
The pour-off is on again. ASMR.
That was really Bristolian, then an R.
R, all right, my lover, suck of fellers.
So,
We will.
Oh, that's a nice gold, dark golden.
It's a nice dark golden. Very good carbonation on that one.
Very good carbonation.
A lot of carbonation in there.
Yeast, sugar.
Smell. Should always get the senses going first. Quite fruity, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit fruity. Yeah,
it's quite fruity. Like you said, lovely, lovely colour.
Lovely colour. Lovely colour.
Okay.
Darker than the others.
Cheers to you. Cheers to me. Cheers to you all.
Oh, that is very, very nice.
That was good, isn't it?
As always, Beers of Europe, they do it again. You'll find out our affiliate link on our link tree and all our socials. They do the best range of beers, lagers, spirits out there. And this proves it again. This is lush. Really nice.
So, you ready to get into it?
Let's dance.
Of course. Oh, I said we're going to have a catch-up. We've been a little while, but how are you since our last time anyway?
Yeah, I'm great. Let's carry on. No, yeah, all good, Doc. It's been a little while. You've been away.
Yeah.
But now we're back. Back on the grind.
We're on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good as well.
Good.
Right then. So, speaking of wild, some animals don't wait for freedom to be given. They take it.
Ooh!
So, I've got a couple of the greatest zoo escapes in history.
Oh, shit.
To start you off with animals, okay? And there's some interesting ones on here and some ingenious ones, shall I say. So, we'll start with, you've got Ken Allen, the orangutan. San Diego Zoo, back in 1985. Nickname, the Hairy Houdini.
escapes
at least 3 successful and a dozens of attempts.
Okay.
Okay, so... He was born in captivity in 1971 at San Diego Zoo. Yeah. In 1985, at just age 14, I was obviously around time, he stunned staff by unscrewing bolts, scaling 12-foot walls, and walking through the zoo like a visitor. He never harmed any animals or guests.
No.
In fact, during his first escape, he just strolled around calmly, stopping to look at the exhibits himself. Zookeepers spent $45,000 trying to outsmart him with improved enclosures, but he kept finding flaws.
Including
watching construction workers to learn their techniques.
Wow.
Staff had to resort to spying on him undercover because he would stop trying to escape when being watched. Suggesting self-awareness.
Wow.
He became a cult icon with fan clubs, t-shirts, bumper stickers reading Free Ken Allen. So yeah, it's like...
Wow, that's amazing.
It's like Ocean's Eleven meets Planet of the Apes.
Very intelligent though, aren't they, orangutans?
Yeah.
And to figure out like what the construction workers
are doing. Just watching, like, you know, studying them. That's... Yeah.
Bloody hell. Just to be like, unscrewed one of the locks or
something? Yeah, scaled 12-foot walls.
Wow.
But never to, like, harm anyone. It was just like,
They are quite peaceful.
Yeah, get out and just...
But then just go around, like, mocking the rest of the animals. Like, I'm free, you're not. Oh, yeah, crikey. Fair play.
That was number 1 on my list. Number 2.
Oh.
Carter, the orangutan.
Oh.
This is Adelaide Zoo, Australia, 2009. Okay. Carter was 27 years old at the time. Short-circuited the electric fence by cleverly manipulating a stick.
Mate, Planet of the Apes is not far away.
She piled up sticks, leaves, and debris to form a makeshift ramp, scaling the enclosure wall in front of stunned onlookers.
Whoa.
She didn't escape into the public zoo areas, but zookeepers evacuated visitors and used coaxing and bananas to bring her back.
Yeah.
Zookeepers described her as brilliant, inquisitive, and very determined.
Amazing.
Escape only lasted 30 minutes, but it sparked national headlines and debates about enrichment in captivity for intelligent animals.
Yeah.
So you
very
know,
true.
Need to be enriched, really.
Stimulated, yeah.
You know, obviously, like you said, they're calm animals anyway, captured, and obviously...
there's a lot of animals that shouldn't be in zoos and that, should they? But on the flip side, if it's the ones that are trying to keep a species alive or to get back in the wild or rewilding, you can see the use for it. And that's why I think stuff like, like wildlife centres or projects.
Yeah.
Zoo project in Bristol and stuff where it's like bigger habitats allows them to just... be a bit more like
it's not for an entertainment purposes now, like
no.
You've got animals and you come and watch them and stuff, and like you can't see them in the wild,
yeah
we're actually trying to help these animals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you said, we're trying to expand the species.
Which, yeah, yeah.
You know, help breed them and stuff. Like that. So,
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, no.
Wolf Escape at the Bear Grylls Adventure Park in Birmingham, May 2019. A Canadian timber wolf managed to break out of his enclosures during the early morning. Staff quickly triggered a full lockdown.
Yeah, they're fucking massive, mate.
Guests and staff were moved to secure buildings. Fortunately, the wolf was located and safely stated within a short time. No injuries occurred. Incidents raised questions about wildlife enclosures in entertainment parks, especially when next door to a skydiving simulator and a zipline.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's going to be out there. Like, I want to skydive.
I think it's more, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's more school, just, I would have understood.
Yeah, I think it's more, that's probably because it's, like, near other entertainment.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough.
Attractions, so what I'm trying to say, like, should you have them so close?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
That poor wolf was just like, I want to be up there. Yeah. Again, a highly intelligent animal, though.
Yeah.
Wolves. A timber wolf, mate, they're massive.
So... you probably know more than me on this. So timber wolves and still pack animals or be all right on their own, like clearly.
Yeah, yeah. But they are pack animals, but I reckon an average male, good, healthy one could be around 175 pounds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We've got no chance.
No chance of that.
No chance.
Number four on the list, zebra stampede at the Tokyo Racetrack Zoo in March 2015.
Stampede at a racetrack zoo, eh?
It was
bound to happen.
A two-year-old male zoo zebra named Shu jumped a five-foot barrier and bolted from the zoo enclosure.
Oh,
I mean, he ran through Tokyo's Tama district, panicking traffic and pedestrians.
Cool.
After 2 hours, he was cornered on a golf course where he leapt into a pond trying to escape capture. Veterinarians tranquilized him mid-swim.
Oh,
and he drowned from sedation effects shortly afterwards.
Drowned and died?
I didn't know that, yeah. He drowned from sedation effects shortly afterwards. A track that ended to the true public criticism.
Oh!
I didn't even know that when I was writing that.
That's bad, man.
That is bad, yeah.
Yeah, you got to be...
You're sedating at mid-swim. How are you going to lift a bloody heavy zebra up? You're not...
Well, true.
Can't keep yourself awake. It can't keep yourself awake and above water. It's just going to drown. I wonder why they had to do that, though. That raises a few questions. Like, why not see where he was going and then kind of...
They must have tranquilized it and then it went in.
Well, they said he'd swim on there, but was...
Well,
yeah.
Well, yeah. Someone was trying to have some...
Cruel,
yeah. Well, some nations don't care about it as much as others.
No, definitely not. Next, we've got Rusty the Red Panda.
Oh, okay. The pandas are cute.
Rusty was a young, new arrival... only 11 months old, discovered missing one morning, so the zoo began a citywide search.
Rusty!
He used an overhanging tree branch to climb over the enclosure wall.
Clever.
He was found nearly a mile away in a residential neighbourhood, hiding under a bush.
What?
It said Twitter erupted with memes, sightings, and hashtag find Rusty.
Whoa.
Turned him into a viral sensation. He was safely returned to the zoo, and none the worse for fear. None the worse for wear, sorry, should I say not.
See, that's a good thing in social media. See, like, banding together to save Rusty.
Yeah, try and find him, like, because, have you seen this red panda? Bam, 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 bam. Like, you know, if you didn't have it, just word of mouth.
Yeah.
Another one, I got Tatiana the Tiger in San Francisco Zoo in 2007.
Ooh, now this is...
A 243-pound Siberian tiger named Tatiana leapt over a 12.5-foot moat wall thought to be escape-proof. She attacked,
and killed
a 17-year-old boy and injured two others who were later revealed to have taunted her and thrown objects.
Oh my... we've said this on a podcast before, I'm sure I've told you.
You might have,
Tigers actively... seek revenge.
It's like
for revenge.
It says she tracked her victims outside the enclosure, then was shot by police.
Mm-hmm.
Investigation revealed that the wall was lower than the recommended height, prompting zoo safety reforms worldwide. So this goes back to something we've talked about before, at different countries of safety rules and stuff. You know, being in the UK, I'd like to think our safety rules, especially like me and you, we know in construction, are probably a lot more than you would get in other countries and stuff. Mm-hmm. So
that was America, though, wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying. So that's America, which you still think would have good safety rules, but I'm sure there's obviously different safety rules for zoos and everything out there, like everything else. So obviously that's what it's saying, you know.
And also,
reforms are right, but...
also with America, they have state rules as well. So like different states have different rules, whereas if it's here, it'd be a blanket. That's what they are.
Oh, I just wouldn't want to mess with a tiger. Like that video we watched the other week. I wasn't even escaped. I was just like walking with him. He just turned and attacked the pedestrian, like the person then, isn't it? But like, yeah.
Nah, not for me.
I've got two more for you on this segment.
Correct.
Tyke the Elephant, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1994.
Oh my God.
Tyke, a circus elephant, went berserk during a performance. He crushed her trainer, broke loose, and ran through downtown Honolulu for 30 minutes. Eventually shot 87 times by police before dying on the street. Caught on video, this became a symbol of animal cruelty in circuses and led to global pressure for banning wild animals in performance.
87 shots.
To take it. I mean, you think even that's 1994, you think they would have had a massive tranquilizer.
Well, they would have. Yeah. They would have.
Like, to shoot it.
They would have.
But I suppose if it's white...
87 shots, mate. Where's your head? It's got a massive fucking head.
Thick skin.
Yeah, but I guarantee you most of the shots went in the head.
Yeah. I suppose that is probably... It's escaped. It's going through.
Yeah. It's like, you're it's just panic, like isn't it? Firing.
Yeah. It's not like, wait for the guy to try and
close her. That's true. Yeah, elephant, like, you can't...
You're not going to even get in the way to try and stop him.
87 shots.
It'd be like Austin Powers.
Yeah. Imagine how many shots it takes to down a T-Rex then. Probably double more.
Depends on the shots, doesn't it? Like, I imagine if you could get shot through like T-Rex's eye into the brain.
Well, true.
One shot, isn't it? But
true.
We'll never know. Not alive.
No, we'll never know.
Unless Jurassic Park becomes real.
Yeah.
And then we talk about a different type of zoo.
Yeah. that'd be interesting.
Funny enough, I haven't seen the new film yet.
No, I haven't.
You don't want to watch it?
I feel like they've overdone it.
Okay.
It's like, in the last like three or so films, it's like the volcano's erupting, the dinosaurs are escaping again. It's just like, just feel they're overkilling it a bit.
Yeah, I think the first one with Chris
was
Pratt,
really good
when he's like
really
training
good.
Of the raptors and stuff. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
And then there's two or three since then, isn't there?
Something like that. Yeah, I think this.
And it's just seems repetitive.
Can never beat the originals with.
Oh well, the original.
The original was just
one of the greatest films of all time.
Great. Like, I got one more for you.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Baboons escape using a wheelie bin. In Sydney, 2020. Three baboons, one male, two females, escaped a medical research facility after someone left a wheelie bin too close to the enclosure wall.
That is Planet of the Apes stuff.
They made it across the hospital grounds before being recaptured. The trio was supposed to undergo vasectomy procedures, sparking viral reactions about baboon birth control.
Well, you see, he was like, I'm leaving with my two bitches here.
I know.
And he's like, I ain't getting no vasectomy.
Doctor comes in, giant scissors.
He's like, I'm breeding.
There's a bin, I'm going in it. So, yeah. Some stats overall on that. So, 2016 survey, so a while ago, of US zoos reported over 35 escape incidents in the last 15 years of them. Escapes, have we said, often result from intelligence and boredom.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
and especially like primates, apes.
Yeah.
Now they're highly intelligent. And until one does escape, you don't know how escape proof it is, do you? Really?
Let's get up my other bits now. Which ones do you think on that then would be, do you think was the best? I think the orangutans are pretty cool.
Well, to copy and mimic, like, a tradesman and to be able to break out and then use something to short-circuit the electricity.
That's highly
intelligent, mate.
Yeah.
I mean, elephants, brute force. Tiger is just pure agility in that.
And determination because against...
Determination. But, like, the orangutans are they're the winners here.
So, would you say then...
I would, yeah.
Smartest animals in the world?
Smartest animal in the world is on my arm.
An orca?
Yeah.
Is it proven? Yeah.
They're right up there. Yeah. They're right up there.
Because I thought it was like dolphins were intelligent stuff.
Well, they're bigger dolphins.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, but yeah.
Yeah. No, they're a dolphin.
I know what you're saying.
Honestly.
Okay.
Do you want me to Google that for you?
Yeah, do it right now. I believe you.
But dolphins and orcas and orangutans and gorillas and chimps, they're all up there.
Yeah.
Also, I think it's a raven is highly intelligent for the size of his brain.
Okay.
Border collies are the smartest dog breed, and they're up there. But genuinely, they say it's the orcas up there. That's why I got it. Nothing to do with Xbox Live.
Nothing to do with your Xbox Live. All right.
Yeah, where's your Tintin tattoo, mate? You got to get one.
Full back piece. just a full back Tintin on there.
If you did that,
Snowy.
I would pay for the tattoo. I would, yeah.
It'd be like a grand more.
Yeah,
probably, yeah. Hook me up. If you donate to this podcast,
yeah,
it could happen.
Hey, if you donate 5,000, he'll have to get it done.
No. I didn't say I use that. Okay. So, we can discuss the beer, actually.
Let's discuss.
We can discuss it.
Let's discuss the leaderboard. You've wiped off yet again. It's my kids.
I'm not having that. You're not
every time. No, every time my kids.
I have to redo it every time.
I'm sorry. My kids are just coming in and just start drawing all over it, but we take photos and we upload it to our socials, which you will find on our link trees, which I'm going to point somewhere, and maybe if we get someone who can edit our videos and stuff, it'll be there, or there. And we're slowly starting to try and, like, streamline our stuff, aren't we?
Yeah.
We got intros and outros in progress, thumbnails, a load of creative stuff, guests we want to get. We're working towards it. We're just still obviously putting the graft in. And,
We hope you enjoyed it.
So and we know you're enjoying it.
Right then.
San.
Premium beer. I mean, Bangla. We didn't even talk about the bottle too much with the...
That was on you, really.
Yeah, no, we've got a nice little Lotus at the very bottom there where it says 4.8%.
Yeah, we've got a little map of a...
Bangladesh. India,
I just saw India there, yeah.
Yeah, and
obviously Bangladesh. It's beautiful, like beautiful looking.
Oh, the back. The temples of Dinajpur, the tea gardens of Sylhet, the rainforest of Sundarbans.
Oh, the Sundarbans.
Bangladesh contains a wealth of exotic sights, cultures, and culinary delights. That's like right, isn't it? Inspired by its richness, Bangla Premium Lager beer is stronger. Brewed to complement strongly flavoured food.
Chamoktar.
Enjoy.
And a fun fact about the Sundarbans. I think it's the Sundarbans. The highest ever, going off your topics, funny you said that.
Okay.
Animal which has killed the most humans was a Sundarban tigress who killed over 400 people. Uh-huh.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. Over 400. I'm sure that's right. You have to fact check me. But it's the Sundarbans. It's literally, like, between Bangladesh, India, massive, like, groves and swamps and stuff. Yeah, yeah. And you can't see the tiger coming or anything. Over 400, apparently.
That's killed. Incredible. Bloody hell.
Yeah. Was the number one serial killer?
More than sharks, then.
That was one tiger.
Oh, one tiger.
That was one tiger.
Be interesting to know what animals killed the most over, like, I know hippos would be a lot.
Well, statistically, but we'll just talk mammals, it's mosquitoes.
Okay, because malaria, yeah.
But I believe hippos are up there, but I think it might be crocs.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's snakes.
Snakes, is it?
Yeah, snakes.
Yeah, fucking just straight ever.
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, you went to Mexico.
I know. I saw a couple.
Yeah.
Bangla. Where are we going?
Well, let's have a sip.
You, sir.
Sip before we...
Let's get that noise. Oh, it's got a nice flavour to it.
I'm going to give it a solid 8.
Solid 8. Do you feel like... I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go 8 as well. Do you feel like it would be more... If we were enjoying a curry or something to complement it?
For sure.
Because that's what it's made for.
For sure. And do you know what I'll say, which, to be fair, and you might agree with this, is most of our beers we've tried have been a lot more chilled than that. And that does, for me...
Yeah, you like it a bit more
get
chilled.
Get a bit of a better taste. So I reckon if it's a bit more chilled, could be a bit higher, but still an 8, with a curry, it would be nice.
Yeah. Really
nice. It'd
be more, be like a 10. Will we ever get a 10 on it?
We'll never get a 10.
We've gone through, 22, 23 beers now?
Yeah, we'll never get a 10. If those German beers aren't 10s. There's a couple, though.
I have put in a new order today with Beers of Europe, and there are some very nice beers coming our way. So the next couple of episodes are going to be very interesting. I can tell you that.
Very interesting.
Sure.
Also, there is a couple of beers I want us to try.
Go on.
It's obviously the Alhambra.
Yeah.
the 1906.
I've been withholding on that for a while, but yeah.
Yeah.
Special occasion.
1906.
Yep.
It's a really good Spanish beer as well. It's off Alhambra level. And it's just gone out of my head.
Oh.
But don't worry. It'll come back in there.
I've got some nice ones. I've got...
What?
Oh, yeah. I've got some nice ones. I know what I'll bring next episode.
Alhambra. Oh, the Hawkstone Premium.
Oh, okay, yeah, Jeremy Clarkson.
Deserves the rating. I gave you one to try, didn't we?
Yes, we did, yeah, yeah.
It was up there.
Yeah, it was.
It was up there.
Saying that,
yeah.
I wonder if we could ever go up there to his pub.
Well.
And doing, well, just to go up ourselves anyway.
Yeah, well, and film us while we're...
Yeah, if we're allowed to. Like, obviously, yeah. I'm sure you can, because there can't be any bands unless you're doing like that.
Or why don't we? We'd do a review on here first, give it a really fucking high rating. And then be like, oh, can we
reach out? Yeah.
No, that's a good idea.
Just something
but good. I've had it before, and it's good. That and the Alhambra and 1906 are my three requests. Okay. And anything's in Deutsch.
Okay.
Yeah, so 8 for me, 8 for you. It's a solid beer. Yeah, really nice. Really.
In the UK, not bad today. Yeah.
See, the thing that you get on this podcast is quality reviews and find out there's actually some really good UK beers, lagers, especially the Arbor Hells. The Arbor Hells from a can, imagine that from a bottle. It might be better out of a can, but...
Even a draft, like...
Oh, yeah. I know. We'll have to go there.
We've got the North Street Company. You've got Bath Hells locally as well. The left-handed
more,
giant brewery. There's
more.
You know what? There's so many microbreweries.
And Bristol is a...
If you are from Bristol and a microbrewery and you want to...
Or anywhere else.
Yeah, reach out to us. We're happy to, yeah.
And we'll also take like a perfectly poured, shipped, cold Irish Guinness.
Yeah.
That'll be up there for me.
Straight from Dublin. Poured in Dublin, and they have to carry it over a plane and then get it without dropping
it. I won in a secure net of 10 carrier pigeons straight here.
Carrier pigeons.
Dropped, and I just go, and because it's so creamy, it doesn't even move.
That'd be amazing.
Right, get on with the episode then.
Yeah, we've diverged. But now from the zoo to the micro coliseum. So.
Come on, pray a mantis.
Can you flash up on YouTube?
I'll flash you.
There was on YouTube Shorts a couple of videos I want us to watch. We'll listen and watch and then react to afterwards.
Right, so...
It's called Monster Bug Wars.
Any specific?
If you just type it in, I'll show you the page.
I'm not sharing yet.
So that monster, that top page there,
yeah.
Click on it and then go to their Shorts.
Oh!
And then basically we can click anyone. And then we can just flick through the Shorts and react, and then like watch it and react to one and stuff and that. Basically, this is like, you know, we were talking about. Why have I forgotten his
name? Celebrity Deathmatch.
No.
Someone? David Attenborough.
David Attenborough.
Yeah,
why?
Yeah.
I didn't know what. Apologies, David Attenborough and everyone else there. I forgot. David Attenborough with voiceovers, and like, you know, I was like, oh, we could go sleep listening to the voice now.
Oh, no.
This guy does a voiceover for these bug wars, and they're brilliant. Really good. Yeah.
Come on in.
So we'll listen to it.
I'm going to go straight for this one.
Go on.
Or should I click popular? I'm going to click popular. Jumping Jack Ants Teamwork.
And then we'll go for it.
More ants rush in. The spider manages to crush one in its jaws, but has been stung again. The ants work as a team, creating a diversion up front.
He's not big enough.
While one stings the disabled spider from the rear. As toxins begin destroying the spider's internal organs, the once pumped up and powerful legs dangle uselessly.
What are these?
Still, the jumping jacks attack.
Jumping jack.
Mandibles slash the spider.
Oh! Gatorade come out there, mate.
Like a team of undertakers, the jumping jack ants began removing the body.
Highly venomous, then.
Yeah, must be paralyzed.
Immobilized spider.
Right? Obviously, immobilized it and then just curl up, and then the mandibles on the stomach. Blue ooze come out. Core.
This jungle huntsman is also looking for a meal.
Spider.
But there's a problem. They're occupying the same diner, and neither one wants to share.
Oh, spider on spider.
The jungle huntsman goes for a speedy sidestep. But the GBH moves even faster.
Oh, it's done.
The jungle huntsman is skewered through its soft underbelly.
The GBH, previous bodily harm.
The eagle's talons rip into its body again and again.
Oh,
damn. The GBH spider, right? Something huntsman, obviously. Great back huntsman, I don't know. I don't know. It's Australian, aren't they? Normally,
yeah. The great bloody huntsman.
Cool, he went to go, went to sidestep, bang, you're not going anywhere.
Ripped him. It was just, oh.
Straight in the stomach. Oh.
God, these are
cool. The mantis comes out swinging. The katydid finds its range with its antennae.
Like a grasshopper.
Yeah, almost, yeah.
Big. Use it.
The katydid locks the mantis in a raptorial cage.
What a screech!
And delivers a killer bite to the mantis's eye.
Oh,
I've never seen a mantis.
It's a cut no corner can repair.
I've never seen a mantis get fucked up like that.
There will be no round three.
Right for
an even matchup. Sheer ferocity tips the scales.
Oh my God.
The loser never gets up.
Loser. This is like the best narrator.
I know. Mate, lip the scream of that mantis, though. Unless that was added for a fair. That was the mantis.
The mantis comes out swinging.
I'm sure.
The katydid finds its range.
Exactly.
Come on.
As the ants start nipping at his heels, he loses his balance.
No.
Oh.
And falls onto the nest.
The beetle's never heard of beetle made that much.
Is its impenetrable armor. And that's where the ants attack in force. He needs to get clear to fly away.
Come on, I love the rhino.
But carrying vicious ants as excess baggage, he can't get to the runway. They crawl inside the skin of their prey, spraying formic acid. Savagely and relentlessly, dozens of mandibles are biting the people to death.
Well, that's what they are. Ah.
God.
The scorpion's tools of trade are an ostentatious display of anything but concealed weapons.
Yeah, scorpions are tough, man.
Scorpion venom can kill in an instant. But its eyesight is weak.
Oh.
Instead, the scorpion locates its prey with sensory organs that work like high-tech antennae.
Antennae?
Oh, is it?
The scorpion's... The cellar spider starts a war dance.
A war dance?
The whitetail isn't so easy to fool. She holds her ground. Conflict is inevitable. It flings the whitetail onto its web.
Oh, done.
The web.
The whitetail tries to regain its footing. From a safe distance, its legs lasso the whitetail six times every second.
Oh my God.
Thousands of silk ropes immobilize the whitetail. Enough for the summer spider to move in for a kill.
I never expected that.
The black house takes the bait. It's expecting an easy meal, but it finds a mortal enemy. The black house throws a decoy.
I love it.
Its own leg. The white tail is left with just a spider drumstick. Now she retreats to her rival's abandoned house and seals the door to eat in peace. But the owner's back and fighting mad. It plans to repossess its house. This time, a body strike stuns the black house. Dropping limbs won't help it now. The black house.
Damn.
Like there are other creatures in the orb weaver's web. Not victims, but distant relatives. Other spiders, kleptoparasites, that live off the orb weaver's leftovers.
Damn.
There's literally loads more.
There's core. They're brutal, aren't they?
I've actually come up with my own.
Oh.
For you to
stop sharing.
To review.
Minute.
Yeah, you can stop sharing now if you want that. That was just, I wanted to get a few. There's a lot more in it. And I know we've seen other ones where people. Where's the bottle caps in? I've put like bugs against each other, kind of like in a mini arena, shall we say? To scrap.
Yeah.
So I've done a couple myself.
Yeah.
And then I've got something else I want to discuss as well. So poses it to you. So step into the mini arena where bugs battles to the death. So you got to just basically, I'm going to give you the bugs, the facts, and you have to tell me who you think's going to win.
Okay. Oh, let's dance.
First, the Japanese giant hornet versus the European hornet.
Yeah.
So the Japanese giant hornet, the largest hornet in the world, it's up to 2 inches long. A wingspan of 3 inches.
That's 2 inches, isn't it?
Yeah. Venom contains mandarotoxin, which can dissolve tissue, can kill 40 honeybees per minute.
Yeah, I already know. It's the Japanese.
Can fly at 25 miles an hour. Stingers is a quarter inch long and can pierce a beekeeper's suit.
That's a quarter inch.
European hornet, a lot less facts. Smaller, slower, less aggressive. Still has a potent string and strong.
It's done, that's it. I've watched some of those. Japanese hornet beats most things.
Yeah.
They're evil looking.
And I've seen like their ones you said, they have a very imprint of like an enemy, don't they? So apparently if you mess with a Japanese hornet or try and capture it or something like that.
Like the pheromones, but something good.
But it's like got a visual, it remembers you.
It will
keep coming for you no matter what. Can you imagine that? Like you do it and then you go inside your house and this thing's just outside the window.
Oh
and
my God.
You can't go out of the house.
Tennis racket, mate. It'll be like, let's dance.
Electric tennis racket.
I get barbed wire on that bitch. Japanese hornet.
Tarantula hawk wasp.
Oh!
A praying mantis. So, a tarantula hawk wasp, 2-inch metallic blue wasp, wings like flame. Hunts tarantulas, paralyzes with sting, drags prey into a burrow, and lays eggs. The sting is ranked number 2 on Schmidt Pain Index, described as blinding, fierce, and shockingly electric. It's non-aggressive unless provoked. Praying mantis, vision, 180-degree field of view, compound eyes. Reflexes, strike speed, 70 milliseconds.
Yeah, they're rapid.
And decapitate prey while feeding.
I'm going to have to give it to the wasp.
Oh, I haven't read it. Can rotate the head. Mm. One of the few insects with neck mobility.
Like
that.
But if that wasp is second on the pain scale, what the fuck would it do to an insect to be done?
I reckon it'd be down to who strikes first.
It's a 50-50.
I think who strikes first. So the mantis ray can...
If it catches it on his mandibles...
Mantis can strike
mandibles,
first,
it's done. I was slightly favoured of wasp because it can fly.
Yeah, the sting is going to end it.
Yeah.
But if the mantis can get there first...
Yeah.
I reckon the mantis...
It's 50-50.
Okay. You might like the name of this one. You probably know that. The assassin bug.
Oh!
Versus the scorpion. So the assassin bug, specialized piercing proboscis injects enzyme cocktail that liquefies organs. Do you want me to say that again?
Yeah, go on, mate.
Specialized piricin proboscis injects enzyme cocktail that liquefies organs.
Crikey, well done, mate.
Ambush predator often disguises itself with dirt or dead prey.
Oh, coward.
Can take down prey larger than itself. The emperor scorpion, I should have said. One of the largest scorpions in the world, 8 inches long.
Oh, that's 8 inches, isn't it?
You would know. Relies on massive claws more than venom. Venom is mild, but the crush force is serious.
Yeah, scorpion.
Yeah, you reckon?
Good armor, good weaponry. It's tough.
Yeah, so again, I think it comes down to if the assassin bug can get in and get the sting and then liquefy the organs. Yeah.
And the stinger. Scorpion for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. We're going to keep on with the Emperor Scorpion, but this time he's going to go against a wolf spider. So the wolf spider, excellent eyesight and night hunter. Excuse me. Agile, can jump several times its body length.
Well done, mate.
Venom isn't lethal to humans, but enough to paralyze insects quickly. And then again, with the Emperor Scorpion, the only couple of facts I got on there is it's got a durable exoskeleton, which you just said.
Yeah.
And it might not be fast enough to counter the spider's hit and run.
Scorpion.
Just reckon, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it's one of the biggest scorpions, getting
slower,
past
the spider, if the spider's quick and it can do enough to paralyze insects.
Yeah, definitely.
Get in there, bang.
But
bang,
spider ain't gonna have the intelligence to go around. But they're like, their claws, like that. Nah.
But what if the wolf spider's like the Flayed Mayweather of spiders?
Flayed Mayweather? The Floyd Mayweather?
Did I say Flayed? Trying to say something else.
Yeah, but what if?
Floyd Mayweather. Yeah. Of
what,
spiders.
The scorpions and Muhammad Ali. Like...
yeah, it could be 50 million. Yeah.
No, I'll go scorpion.
The flayed.
Or the weapon. The flayed boy weather.
You cut that stuff out, our executive producer.
No chance.
The bullet ant versus the velvet ant.
Ooh.
Okay, so the bullet ant is on the Schmidt pain index of 4+. This is maximum.
Fuck.
The sting is described as pure, intense, brilliant pain, like walking on hot coals. With a 3-inch nail in your heel.
Oh.
That's what it describes on the sting, mind. Found in South America, hunts solo, and will latch on and sting multiple times. The velvet ant. Not a true ant, but a wingless female wasp. Okay? Nicknamed the cow killer.
Ooh!
Due to incredible painful sting. Armor-plated exoskeleton, 8 times stronger than the honeybees. So, emptish shrieking noise when threatened. Emits.
You're right, mate.
This bangler's getting to it. Yeah, shrieking noise when friend. Ooh, that's
but
quite that, even.
But okay. That, they're brutal.
Yeah,
they're tough.
Okay.
And that's sting.
The red harvester ant versus the fire ant.
Oh, fire ant.
Red harvester ant then. Slow moving, but packs a venomous sting that's deadlier than a cobra by volume. On a Schmidt index by three. Known for territorial battles and attacking his individuals. Huh. The fire ant. Mass attack tactic. Swarms prey in seconds. Can float on water in rafts. Survives floods. Builds living bridges.
One on one.
And it bites and stings in a circular pattern. Just like...
A one on one. What was the other one?
The harvester.
The harvester. Yeah.
If you had, yeah.
Colonies. It's probably more
than seen there, the answer. Yeah. I'll do that. Okay. The mosquito versus the Lone Star Tick. Mosquito. Quick, stealthy bloodsucker. Vector of a disease like Zika, malaria, and dengue. Lone Star Tick. Bites can trigger red meat allergy. Carries Rocky Mountain spotted fever and hooks into skin and feeds up to 7 days. Oh, you know ticks are bad.
Mosquito.
But against each other.
Yeah, it's got to be a powerhouse there, hasn't it?
Yeah. And then the battle of the beetles. A dung beetle versus a ground beetle I've got.
Oh, shit.
Dung beetle strength can pull 1,000 times its body weight.
Yeah, they're one of the strongest.
Strongest insect. Defensive curling and hardened body. Ground beetle. Fast, aggressive predator. Some species shoot hot acidic spray from the abdomen.
Ooh.
Which they're called the bombardier beetles.
Oh, the bombardier beetle.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'll go for that then. Glad you said that.
We'll go for the bombardier.
Bombardier beetle, that's supposed to be real toxic.
So, a little bit of fun facts for you, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I never known the Schmidt pain index before.
No.
But the top five, or not top five, but the ones on there, bullet ant is 4+.
Yeah.
Tarantula hawk is 4.
Oh.
That's like the top, basically, like the top. Velvet Ant 3. A Paper Wasp is 2.5. Yeah. And a Honeybee is 2.
A Honeybee is 2?
Insect fighting, as we mentioned earlier, obviously a lot of people and I do it, but insect fighting is actually quite popular across China, Vietnam, Japan, and Thailand.
Yeah.
Often gambling based.
Yeah, of course.
And this was quite cool, I found out. Cricket fighting. How long ago do you think cricket fighting dates back to?
Thousands.
Back to the Tang Dynasty.
Wow.
618 to 907. I'm butchering it. 618 to 9718.
Yeah, yeah.
Competitions with weight classes and bean paste diets.
Weight classes.
Competitions with weight classes and bean paste diets still exist.
How the fuck?
So, I was going to say, if you wanted to check up a couple of videos on the pain scale side of things, of, you know, the guy Coyote Peterson? Coyote Peterson. And you probably have to go on shorts because the videos are quite long. This is a guy, for people to put it on there, this is a guy who basically puts the most deadliest and painful insects against himself to see what this pain would be like. He actually puts himself physically through it. So I can't read him because I'm...
Never handle a black widow.
You can got stung by a giant hornet on the far right.
Bitten by a vampire fish. Go for that one.
Go for that one.
So why is the spider not biting?
Oh, sorry, right.
Oh, there you go.
Ah! Okay. Oh!
Hang on to it.
Yeah, that is a good suction right there. Oh, let go. Let's look for another spot.
Ah! Oh, look at the red already, Dad.
Okay.
Is it good?
Yeah, he's suctioned on really good. I can feel that twisting sensation. Teeth grappling into place.
Oh. A love bite.
That is about the most uncomfortable feeling I've felt in quite some time.
Oh!
It's really latched on.
Oh,
they don't call these things vampire fish for nothing, folks.
Oh, I wish you the longer videos, you'll see more.
Wow, it's beautiful.
They really are spectacular, aren't they?
Green mamba. Oh, they're fast.
Yeah, mamba. Like black mamba's one of the fast, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Tell me when everybody's good.
I'm good, Mar. Are you good?
Yep.
So this is the milking moment right here. Smaller fangs, obviously, so you don't worry about them necessarily catching the fangs, right?
God. So as the lappets go, mambas have pretty long fangs, especially blacks. And remember, greens are often arboreal. They're almost strictly arboreal. And so these guys are often feeding on little birds and that kind of thing. And so those longer fangs help them. So we're going to bring him through. There he goes. You saw that first little shot. Again, another.
Wow.
Sounds and another. Venomate.
Give him 1 second. We'll see if he'll bite one more time for us. So
that was crazy how it shot out of the thing. Yeah, more than just a drip. It was like, dude, try a little experiment here. What I'm going to do is slowly move my hand in towards the snake's nose. Not to necessarily provoke a strike, but let's just see what the aggression level is as I move my hand in.
These little legs are really sharp. My goal is to try to stay in here for several minutes.
The cow killer that we just talked about there. Fourth one along?
That one?
Yeah.
And I'm about to enter the sting zone with the cop killer.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
No, I'm never ready.
Never.
Would you
one, two, three. You good? Get your shot. Place it right down my arm. Here we go.
Oh, I feel shaking.
My arm shaking.
I would be.
Yeah.
And go.
Oh, but in, yeah. He then.
Okay,
let me get back here.
You're right. What are you feeling?
Go! Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. And I'm about to enter the sting zone with
insane ones, mine. He's done like there's a plant one which is ridiculous. There's like a plant which is like ridiculous apparently. There's obviously he's done like the bullet ants, he's done other ones on there. He's done like fish ones. Oh, the shrimp puncher. I can see that as a video.
Where?
the Fatale one, like the Mortal Kombat one. That's just showing the shrimp mantis.
The peacock mantis is a cunning predator.
Its
merciless strike is inflicted using raptorial appendages. These medieval-looking weapons come equipped with a smasher and a spear, allowing the animal to use one or both tools based on the victim it plans to eviscerate.
You just whack off limbs.
What's more impressive is the shrimp's ability to create a cavitation bubble. Formed when an object, like the smasher club of a mantis shrimp, moves through water at an incredibly high speed. Remember, our little crustacean friend Strike has an acceleration rate of 50 miles per hour. When the bubble collapses under surrounding pressure, it creates a burst of high-energy light, heat, and sound. Basically, a catastrophic shockwave that stuns or kills the shrimp's target.
Wow.
So what do you get when you combine the smasher's lethal impact and an exploding cavitation bubble? Nature's most deadly strike, also known as Fatality.
Finish it.
The peacock mantis shrimp.
Any more? Just see if we can find
it. Stings.
It.
There's a couple of stings there. Just see any of his arms. Not the ones in his face. He generally does like put himself through some pain of a lot of them. There's another wasp over there for the giant hornet one. Down there.
Oh, shit.
My heart is racing a million miles a second. There's no turning back now. One, two, three. Ah!
Oh. How bad is it?
Oh, man, wave of dizziness really quick. Ah! Absolute searing pain.
Oh! I see blood.
Ah! Oh, man. My hand is completely seized up and locked in place. Forearm is incredibly taut. Only about 45 seconds have gone by.
Wow. You are swelling like crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
My heart is racing a million miles a second. There's no turning back
He
now.
Puts himself through some... you'd have to check out more videos of him.
Yeah.
You can see the longer ones. So he, like, talks about the animal, builds it up.
Yeah.
And he does loads. He's done, like, oh, what's that? Not the blue octopus thing. Is there a blue octopus thing?
Maybe.
He's done a lot.
Okay.
Like, I can't remember what it's called now, but he's done like fishes, like, and insects, loads of other different stuff and all that. Okay.
What beast?
So, the last thing I had, I believe, on this episode, if I go through my.
Oh, yeah, Tinny.
Is this. Would you rather.
Let's dance.
So we've done a few of these before, and we like it. I think it's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
And I'm going to let you answer, and then I'll answer afterwards.
Loser gets glassed.
So, I'm going to say it before you. Say yes or no, I'll give you the facts about each animal. Okay. Loser gets classed. We'll see you in 10 minutes then, because I'll be getting classed. I'll lose everything else on this.
Yeah.
Right. Would you rather face off against a fully grown silverback gorilla or a grizzly bear in a closed arena? Okay. Let me give you facts. Gorilla, 400 to 500 pounds of muscle, incredible upper body strength, not naturally aggressive. But territorial, okay? Grizzly bear, up to 1,200 pounds or 1,200 pounds. Claws are 4 inches long, 4+ inches long. Bite force of 1,160 psi, known to survive bullets, okay? What are you going to try to do?
What would I prefer to fight?
Would you rather face off against
a
gorilla?
Fight the fucking gorilla, mate. Yeah. Anyone chooses a bear, you're fucking stupid. You're not here. 4-inch claws. Aggressive.
Double the size of the gorilla in terms of weight.
Double the size of the gorilla. Claws, teeth. The worst thing is about a grizzly, they're omnivorous, so they're not carnivore. So a tiger or a lion, kill shot, it'll pin you down, break your neck, you're dead. A grizzly will just eat you alive. They'll start chomping at you, pin you down, and eat wherever they can.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'd rather fight the gorilla.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about, what was it we did then? Was it 100 men against a gorilla when we talked about that a while ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather be trapped in a water with a great white shark or a saltwater croc?
Oh.
It's a great white. Vision-based ambush predator. Known for test bites, may swim away after. Okay.
But a test bite could be your body gone.
Saltwater croc. Apex ambush predator will not let go. Death roll equals limb ripping and can hold breath over an hour, very stealthy.
Great white shark.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, I don't know, sharks might mistake you for, like, a seal, maybe.
Yeah.
But Crocs, no, you're not a seal. Yeah, smart enough to know.
But a croc, it doesn't matter if a croc, you can be a seal or not, it's going to kill you.
So you're going to take your chances with a curious shark?
Yeah.
Or a prehistoric nightmare?
A fucking curious shark. Yes, yes. Hopefully it'll be like the one on Nemo. Oh, and Bruce.
Right, okay. I think I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, you got it. Crocs will just go for anything.
Would you rather, right? Would you rather be stalked in the wild by a tiger?
You're going to say tiger.
Or a pack of wolves?
Ooh.
So a tiger, solitary hunter, stealth master, one strike could be fatal, can leap 30 foot in 1 pounce. Wolves, pack intelligence, mm-hmm. wear you down with group tactics, mm-hmm. more likely to assess and avoid a confident human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So one is a ghost in the jungle, the other is coordinated like special forces.
Wolves every time, mate.
Gamble on 1-on-1, or you're going to encounter the rest.
There's no
group
gamble
game.
With a tiger. No gamble.
1-on-1?
Yeah. Like, side to side. Round the tree.
You might not.
No, but if you can climb even just a little bit, the wolves can't get you.
Yeah.
The tiger, it'd get you anywhere.
Okay, you're in the desert. You're not in the desert, you're in like the open Sahara. Not Sahara, like open fields of Africa.
What? Like, so no chance to escape?
No chance to escape.
I'll choose the tiger.
Okay.
Quick death.
If you're in the woods, then, or like forest being
woods,
stalked.
Woods or anything stalked, I'd take the pack of wolves. If you're going to die anyway, you take the tiger, it's quick death.
Hmm.
Multiple mouths just ripping and biting at you. No thanks, mate.
Yeah.
No thuffing on the island.
The next one's a very tough one.
Oh, we'll see.
Would you rather fight a wolverine or a honey badger? So, a wolverine, muscular and fearless,
mm-hmm.
can take down caribou. And known to fight bears over kills. Okay? Like, fight them off if there's Honey badger, almost no fear, as we know. Loose skin allows to twist and bite defense. Immune to many venoms.
Yeah.
And aggressive as hell.
Yeah, give me the honey badger.
Yeah.
The wolverine's like 3 times the size. It's effectively the same fucking animal. Yeah, give me the honey badger. I would be strong enough, I think, to eventually choke it out. I don't think a caribou, mate, is like up to 1,000 pounds. No thanks.
Honey
Wolverine.
Badgers are ferocious.
So are wolverines.
Have you seen that video about honey badger where
Oh, they're animals.
It's
they're
like fighting
beasts.
Like it's fighting like a snake.
Yeah.
And it's recorded at night time, it's like a night vision.
Yeah.
And it's fighting a snake gets bit multiple times and it's just stare like that.
It's just like days.
Like out, like not moving, you think I was dead, and then like hours later
wakes up. Carries on eating it.
Yeah. It's like immune to venom. It's just like, incredible animals.
Yeah.
Would you rather be in a pit with 3 cassowaries or 1 hippopotamus? Remember that from Big Daddy?
Hippopotamus?
You gave him the easy ones. But yeah, 3 cassowaries or 1 hippopotamus. The cassowary, they're fast. They can go 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Raptor-like claws.
Yeah.
Can jump kick your organs. I put that in there for you.
Yeah.
Killed people in Australia. Hippo, 3,000 plus pounds. Bite force of 1,800 psi. Known to kill 500 people a year in Africa.
Yeah, give me the cassowaries, mate.
3 of them, mind.
Yeah. It's a fucking hippo, mate.
But is there no one else?
Yeah,
bring out one hippo.
I know.
Or 3 cassowaries.
Yeah, yeah. Give me the cassowaries.
Gladiator 3.
But they're birds, so you could take them down. They're done.
Yeah.
But I fancy my. I reckon. I got.
I don't think you're going to win. Either.
I reckon. Yeah, I reckon I got 5 or 10% chance against cassowaries. How the fuck are you going to kill a hippo? What are you going to do to it?
Hope it
chokes on you as it tries to eat you.
Just punch. Keep punching it until you run out.
Oh yeah.
Why would you die?
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather be in a cage with a fully grown ostrich or a mountain lion?
Give me the ostrich.
I was just going to say, ostrich, 9 foot tall, 45 miles an hour is mine. Kicks can disembowel with your toe claw.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain lion, stealthy ambush predator, can leap vertically 18 feet, same as me. And a neck bite specialist.
Yeah, give me the ostrich.
Okay.
See, as it comes, because it'll be like that, because they got the claws. They go like that. I'll just literally, on my shoulder, snap the ankle, double roundhouse, twist, block, kick, trip it up, and then just fucking people's elbow it.
Stunner it.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather fend off an angry moose?
Oh, yeah!
Or a charging Cape Buffalo?
That's a tough same one.
Is 1,000+ pounds, can trample or crush bones of antlers, easily angered during a rut session.
Yeah.
Sorry, during a rut season. Mine cannot read this. Cape Buffalo, 1,500 to 2,000 pounds, known as the Black Death in Africa.
Yeah.
Will circle back to kill even after missing the first charge.
Yeah, that's tough, but I'll take the moose.
I think I'd have
to. You're dead overweight, but.
Yeah. Okay. I think we already know the answer to this one. Would you rather fight a swarm of killer bees or a single Africanized hornet in a locked room? Maybe it's not easy to. Killer bees, hybrid of Europe and Africa honeybees, highly aggressive swarmers, can chase victims over 400 yards. So you've got a swarm of them, mind. Giant hornet, one sting can trigger anaphylaxis, will pursue persistently, if provoked, which is what we said, and can bite chunks of flesh as it stings. And we've just seen Katie Peterson be stung by one. So even, you know, is death by 1,000 stings worse than one precision airstrike? That's what I put on there.
Oh,
yeah, I felt hard about that one.
Right, give me the one hornet.
So how long do you think you can last dodging versus like one SWAT?
What, whether it gets me or I get it?
Because if
they're about like, that big, so the target.
If it goes on you, bang, you're going to be like, ah, like he was, you're going to be like that, but do you think you could try and get him or bang?
Yeah. I think.
Or a swarm of bees that you're just trying to like.
You've got no chance, it's a swarm, have you? But the killer bees, they don't die after a bee sting, so it's constant. I'll take the one, because even if it stings you, you get it, just go, I mean, like, oh. But,
ooh.
Yeah, not the killer bees, mate. 400 yards.
Okay. And the last one I got, okay.
Oh, shizer.
Would you rather fight off a large anaconda in waist-deep water, so specific, or king cobra on dry land? So anaconda, constrictor, obviously, as we all know, up to 30 foot long it can get. Drown prey slowly. Very strong, but not venomous.
Yeah.
King cobra, largest venomous snake in the world, up to 18 foot.
Yeah.
Venom attacks the nervous system, can kill an adult in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Will stand its ground, raise hood, and obviously lunge at you.
If you hadn't added the water, I would have said definitely I'll take the anaconda.
So anaconda is going to like slowly drown you. No, you're not going to be able to fight against it.
In the water.
As soon as it constricts you, you're gone.
Yeah. So
you're going to drown slow, painful death, or cobra, one strike,
you're
paralyzed.
One strike, you're done. One strike, you're done. And you will die.
I think I'd rather take the quicker death. I'd go for the cobra on land.
Yeah.
Easier to escape, potentially, if you had to.
Potentially.
In the water, in the waist-deep water, you're slow anyway, yeah. And the anaconda just gets you and drives you down, and you're done.
See, I'm thinking, like, if I'm going to fight the king cobra, I'm immediately, like, taking a top or trousers off, tying it up.
Yeah.
If you can hook it or something and just, like, keep it away from you, stamp on his fucking head. How are you going to stamp on an anaconda's head? Waist-deep water is the game changer. Yeah, I'll take the king cobra.
I'll take king cobra as well. I think we agreed on most of it, and to be fair, I didn't really say much on that. But
yeah, I'm glad you didn't. No, that was good. That was a good segment, Doc.
That was it. That is the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So we've talked about escape artists of the zoo. We've talked about the bugs, and we've seen some killer instinct bugs fighting off against each other.
Yeah.
And we've talked about some of the deadliest animals in the world and what we'd rather go up against and their counterparts.
Oh.
I enjoyed that. Like,
that was a really good episode, man. Good.
A bit, few more of these and get in that.
Yeah, it's just fun to talk about. I got one for you then.
Go on, then.
Yeah. Would you rather take three dildos or... Right, hold on.
Three dildos. I don't even know what everyone is. I'm joking.
Would you rather? Yeah, okay. Would you rather fight three pit bulls?
Okay.
Three pit bulls or one leopard?
I got a leopard. Yeah, I got a leopard, I reckon.
Wow. That's tough.
I'd be like the Jungle Book. I'd ride it.
All right, mate.
Yeah, it'd be my pet. I'd control it and everything.
Pound for pound, the toughest cat, they say.
Leopard. Not naturally aggressive, though?
Yeah.
They are? Oh, okay.
A male is not far off the size of a mountain lion. I'd say you're probably talking about 150 to 160 pounds. Can kill wildebeest, fight off lionesses.
I'll say the leopard.
Yeah, well, mate, I think you've rock bottom it.
I'd still take the leopard. Yeah, you take the pit bulls.
Yeah, well, it's tough. I just take the dogs. I think you're done either way. But again, if a leopard gets you, it breaks your neck.
Yeah, I just prefer, I think, one-on-one. At least you haven't got to worry about, like, the other ones trying to surround you and you land like that.
I agree. Three pit bulls, you're probably dead.
Yeah. Tough one, that is a good one.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Okay. So.
Yeah, so thanks to you for the pod.
Thanks to you for the beer.
Meeting up. Thanks to Beers Europe for the beer. Like I said, Bangla, very nice one. Definitely would go well with curry. Like I said, make sure you check out all our links and everything on there for all our socials, all our buy us a coffee, our Beers of Europe affiliate link.
Yeah, we have got a lot more in the pipeline to do, haven't we? A lot more content-wise, streamline-wise, more professional-wise, guest-wise, a lot.
Yeah, and keep engaging with us as well, please, because we do want.
Yeah, we do love it. Watch, listen, interact, follow, donate thousands. We really appreciate it. And our next guest will be a pit bull.
Okay. On that one, we'll see everyone later. Have a good one.
Cheerio.
Bye, everyone.